In August, Mackenzie Inglishu returned home to a place she's never actually lived.
Gwetchaje means people of the flats, so welcome to the flats.
Gwetchaje, also known as Fort Yukon, is a village of less than 500 people on the Upper Yukon River. Kenzie is 20 years old, a student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Her mother is from Gwetchaje, and it's clear how connected she is to this place.
Yeah, everybody waves here to each other. We're pretty much all family here.
Kenzie didn't actually grow up here. She grew up with her dad and brother near Chandelier Lake in the Brooks Range, and then lived in Fairbanks. But she visited the village regularly as a child, and it's where she feels most rooted. She's just decided to move here full time. She's staying with her uncle, Michael Peter.
Are you happy that Kenzie's back?
That depends.
Hey.
She came in yesterday, so ask me that by Friday.
For Kenzie, this move has been a long time coming. Like most of the village, Kenzie is Gwich'in, and growing up, she feels like she's missed out on being among her people.
I feel like I've been waiting my whole life to come back here and be in my community as much as I wanted to.
But Gwetchaje today is very different from the village she remembers visiting as a kid. Life here used to revolve around salmon. The first kings would arrive in late June, and chum would follow in late summer. But 4 years ago, both runs collapsed, and river managers have all but closed fishing ever since. Researchers say climate change is driving the collapse. Residents say it's made life here unrecognizable. Along the riverbank, it's quiet. Kenzie says that's not how it used to be.
Everybody would be going to the river and hopping on boat to go to fish camp, or visiting each other and giving fish to each other, smoking fish together.
Now on the riverbank, half a dozen fish wheels lay idle. Kenzie calls it the fish wheel graveyard.
So here's another fish wheel. You could tell they're getting kind of old and a little bit more fragile.
20 feet across, a fish wheel looks like a big windmill that scoops up fish as they swim upstream. These have been on shore so long, the wood is bleached and they're overgrown with grass. Standing on one of the toppled wheels, Kenzie imagines what it was like to use them.
You would probably sit right here with one of those chairs and you would just watch the nets catch the fish. And I bet my grandpa was just smiling, watching it, knowing that he's going to be supplied for the winter.
These fish are more than just food. They're culture and community. Kenzie's grandmother made sure she knew the taste of Gwetchaje salmon from a young age.
And she would give me this big bag of fish, and she sat in front of me, and she's like, eat all you want. And I would eat the whole bag, and I'm like, dang, it's out. And then she'd pull out another one.
But Kenzie wasn't around enough as a kid to fish salmon for herself. She never learned to use those fish wheels. And now that she's finally here full time, she's worried she never will.
It's hard, because I feel like I'm almost missing a part of myself.
Every generation of her family before her has fished on this river. And now it's her turn, and she can't. Her uncle, Michael Peter, says that experience, going to fish camp and building a connection to your family through salmon, is an essential part of passing on their culture.
You know, you take your kids out and teach them and show them what we're taught. We're taught how to cut and preserve and smoke fish.
Michael is second chief of Gwetchaje. And he worries that knowledge is getting lost for the next generation.
Do you worry about that for Kenzie?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, she's still learning to cut fish, too. I mean, you know, she hasn't really been to fish camp.
I wish I could go to fish camp.
I wish I could go to fish camp, Kenzie says. This loss has fueled Kenzie's sense of purpose. She feels a responsibility to help save her community from giant existential threats like climate change. She's been chosen as a youth leader by the Tanana Chiefs Conference and other organizations. She's become an advocate for climate justice and indigenous rights. She's fighting for more Alaska Native control over fishery management. And it's a lot of pressure.
It's overwhelming, but I'm happy to do it, because if our generation doesn't do it, then there's no one to be able to get that fish back for our future. It's something that we have to do now.
One morning, Kenzie sits with her grandfather, Sonny Jonas, at his kitchen table with a cup of coffee.
There's a lot of changes around here, I'll tell you.
For years, Sonny taught kids in Gwetchaje how to fish and how to make fish wheels. If Kenzie had grown up here, or if fishing were open now, he's the one who would have taught her. Jonas has watched climate change transform the Yukon Flats just in his lifetime. Thawing permafrost has caved in houses. Summers are unrecognizably warm. He says the changes are alarming, but he sees hope in Kenzie.
Yeah, I'm glad to what she's doing right now. She's really trying to get into our culture. Yeah, and I'm really proud of her for that.
As for Kenzie, she's still learning that culture, and she's determined to keep it alive for herself and future generations. In Gwich'ajé, I'm Kavitha George.